It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Ah, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this graduation Saturday. The sun looks down on this beautifully green southern Iowa. Prettiest part of the whole country right here. We've got a busy Saturday morning here at the Coach's Corner as we're going to take a trip around this spring sports season and then jump right into a highlight of this upcoming summer sports season. And we're going to have Mitch Chance going to come in and talk a little bit about the softball team that started practice as well. And they're looking forward to their upcoming summer, as so are the students here in Southern Iowa. It's graduation Saturday here in Albion, and I see some graduating seniors coming in here this morning. We're going to talk some soccer to begin with. Got Coach Graver here, and we're going to talk about the Albion soccer team. Once again, a strong season for them, and these seniors with graduation tonight, they got still a little work ahead of them, and we're going to talk with Coach Graver here about his team this year, and also I'm going to have Coach Ratliff's going to join us on the phone line here towards the end of the hour. We're going to talk about a record-breaking district performance for the boys' track team as well. 12 different events qualifying for state, and we'll let him unveil those to you. But another record-breaking moment for the Albia track program, and that includes the girls' track program. As the girls' coach, Justin Long's going to come up here and visit with us about the girls' program as well. Maybe some young ladies will join him here in our conversation. This and so much more. So we got a busy Saturday here. Stay right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk a little soccer here this morning. Coach Gravert sitting here at the old batter's box there on the on-deck circle. Coach Mitch Chance, we're going to talk softball here in a minute. But Let's stay with the round ball, but white and black round ball that is kicked down the field, and that's Coach Gravert. Coach, last time you were in here, we had some of the guys in here, and you had a real impressive senior group of guys that were helping to lead this team, and you were making good strides. And so catch us up to date where you guys are at since our last conversation.
Well, right now, as far as the record goes, we're 8-5, but we're playing we're playing our best soccer right now. Last weekend, last Saturday, we went up to Waverly. We played two ranked teams. We played Clear Lake, which is ranked in the 1A as number 4, and we lost to them in a shootout. Then we played Wempster City, which is ranked in 2A, and we lost to them 2-0. Truthfully, it was not our best game. And then we came back at 3:30 in the afternoon and beat Fort Dodge, which is a 3A school. So that was a pretty good trip. I mean, we played, at least in the two of the games, we played very good soccer. And some of our guys were missing, but, you know, Josiah Harris wasn't with us, our goalie. So, you know, I'm not making excuses. What I want to say is that we're playing very well right now. And on Thursday, we played Des Moines Christian, who is in our district, and I think is the number 1 seed, maybe number 2 seed, but they get a first round bye. And we played them in double overtime shootout and lost in the shootout. I guess we got to practice that shootout a little bit more, but we do that almost at the end of every practice and stuff. But I think that our guys are playing their best soccer right now. I was very pleased with how hard we competed against the really good teams that we've been playing of late, and I think we're right there with and playing as well as anybody, I think, in the state in 1A.
Iron sharpens iron, Coach, and you know, you get to this time of year, you're going to have to turn the page into tournament time, and you know, having gone through some of those battle wounds prepares you for those moments.
Yeah, and wounds is kind of like where we're at right now too. I mean, we have a few guys that got their bumps. We got some bumps and bruises and sore muscles and things like that, and our schedule next week is there's no let up. I mean, we play Knoxville on Monday, we play Centerville on Tuesday, and then we play Ottumwa on Thursday. Thursday being our last home game, and then we will play Pella Christian on May 26th, Tuesday, in the first round of the postseason.
Coach, you know, you're sitting here on graduation Saturday, and I always wonder, you know, when you when you're in a spring program and your seniors are graduated. You know, it their routine now becomes different. They, you know, I have a young lady that works for us, and she was talking about that. You know, she goes, "Oh man, I'm just not used to not having this routine of school." And so now you got to battle that, because you know they got to get back to practice on time. They got to get their routine, and their minds are going a million different directions.
Yeah, well, the guys, you know, they. I think sleep patterns change drastically at this time of the year. a lot of them were yesterday, particularly because yesterday was one of the first days that they had the whole day off. And a lot of them, they got reacquainted with some daytime television, but a lot of them are working and things. So the routine changes, but maybe their sleep pattern doesn't change quite as much. But I like that. To tell you the truth, because they get a little bit of a rest, it's a tough last couple of months, especially if you're, you know, out for soccer and you're getting ready for graduation. Your parents have you working on that. That, you know, there's a lot of things that seniors are going through at this time of the year, and now you know they're just kind of gonna reap the benefits a little bit here for a little while, and I think that. You know, as I keep telling them, we got to be up by noon, because in the postseason, you know, if we can get a couple of games down the road, then all the rest of our games are at noon.
So the 26th on a Tuesday night, you guys open up in the tournament play, Pella Christian, and shootout?
Well, you know, last time we played them, and we played them at home, it was a overtime. We won 2-1 in overtime. I think it was Tyler Berry scored a goal in the overtime, and it's golden goal, so just as soon as he scored that goal, the game was over with, so we didn't have to go to a shootout. And I think that, you know, the teams that we've been playing, we've had some great opportunities to score in regulation, I think, and not that we're concerned about going into overtime, but our depth isn't as great as it could be. But our guys are in great physical condition. They were telling me yesterday that they're hoping the sun shines later when we're playing, so that the other teams will wear down. But I think we're in great physical condition. We got some bumps and bruises. There's no doubt about that. But that's going to happen this time of the year. And right now, we just want to keep our skill level up. And we've been playing very, very good team ball. I think some our passing has been substantially better than it was in April. And I think that our guys are knowing their positions a little bit better. We played around with our positioning quite a bit, really, during April. And now we're pretty much set. We know what we're going to do. We know what our substitutes are going to do when they go in there. And we feel very good about where we're at.
What's you're looking ahead into? You don't want to look past next week, a very important week for you. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have Gaze in front of you, those are live practice opportunities. In spite of just having a chance to go out and win some games, they're great opportunities to learn to put you in a better place when that postseason mm-hmm. comes. But mm-hmm. who's ahead in the districts? Who are those teams that we might have to face?
Well, just speaking about next week, you know, we play Knoxville and Centerville on Monday and Tuesday, and those are two conference schools, and so we kind of have a conference championship on the line there. So we're looking at that pretty closely. Then in the postseason, our district consists of Des Moines Christian, who has been ranked in the top 10 throughout the spring, except when we replaced him one time. West Central Valley, which is in Stuart, Iowa, who beat Des Moines Christian 1-0. And then Pella Christian, who's, you know, they've had a pretty solid season. Their competition is really, really strong. And then there's us. And I think West Central Valley's number one seed, and Des Moines Christian's number two, and we're number three. And then Pella Christian's number four. And then we have Sheraton and Nottoway Valley also in our district. And where the Sheraton and Nottoway Valley play each other, and then the winner of that game will play West Central Valley. And if we get past Pella Christian, then we'll play Des Moines Christian, and probably we would hope to meet West Central Valley in the district or regional championship.
Well, Coach, I got to tell you, sometimes you forget about the conference title. When I'm sitting here talking to you about soccer, I just just forgetting the conference title. But boy, that'd be a great accomplishment for you guys.
Yeah, this is really the first time we've been able to have any kind of a conference competition, because when Knoxville joined our conference, that gave us four teams, and I think I'm pretty sure that gives us an opportunity to have a conference champion. But according to the bylaws of the conference, I guess Mr. Little probably is the person I shouldn't be asking about that, but that has always been my understanding, that we were trying to get a fourth team, and that would put us into a conference situation. But even if that's not the case, we can be a mythical conference champions, I guess.
We can still get a banner printed, I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Another great season for you guys. It's going to be fun to watch you down the stretch here, Thursday being your last home game. But a busy week mm-hmm. for the Abbey Blue Demon soccer team.
Yeah, thank you. I think that, it'd be great to have a good fan base on. We have so many sports in the spring, and these guys, all of their friends are out for spring sports, and so their friends have not been able to come to the games because they've been golfing or tracking or playing tennis and things like that. And we've had a number of people that are double dipping in the sports area just on our team. So our crowds have not been as vociferous and there haven't been quite as many people in the stands as normally there would be. But hopefully next Thursday when we're playing Ottumwa, which really has a very solid team this year, so that's going to be a real test for us. And hopefully we can get a lot of people out, and that's going to be, senior night and stuff. So I'd like to invite everybody that's listening and the kids that are available to get out there and support us.
Head coach Gary Gravert, head coach of the Albia soccer team. A big week for them, and right into tournament play. And coach, congratulations again. Thanks for stopping by the Coach's Corner.
Great. Hey, I want to also mention that we'll be doing registration for fall soccer here. So be alert out there. We're going to get registrations out and information out this next week.
I love it. It's a great sport, and get your kiddo signed up. It's a great opportunity for them to come learn a game that I undervalued for a long time, but it is a fun sport and a great sport to get in great condition for other sports, too. So get your kiddos signed up. We're going to be right back. Coach Mitch Chance, he's in the on-deck circle. He's taking a few practice swings before he gets into the plate, and we'll be back to talk some Albie Lady softball. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172, or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hi, I'm Kay Spieler with Mossy Oak Properties. When you're looking for the perfect home, I have the dedication and commitment to help you find your perfect ever-after home. Give me a call today at 641-932-1234, and let's get started.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Muggiest Saturday morning here on this very important Saturday, graduation Saturday here in Albion and many school districts around the area. Kind of get you in the mood for summer. I think summer, I have to think Lady D softball. I got the head coach sitting next to me, head coach Mitch Chance, and coach, man, it's been a long time, buddy, but nice seeing you again, and always excited for Lady D softball, talking to some of the dads that around my little girl's softball team, and talk about how much fun softball is to not only to watch, but to broadcast. Is one of my favorite broadcasting events because of the way the game goes, but and the way that you, I love your style of coaching. You know, you've been an aggressive coach, a coach that loves offense, and a guy that likes to see runs scored. It's always entertaining.
Well, I tell you what, we have the teams we've had in the past few years. You know, we, and I've said this before, we're not the team that usually plays for one or two runs. We try to score quite a bit of runs. And then last year in Class 2A, we were the third highest scoring team in Class 2A. So, you know, my philosophy is if you've got the hitters, you might as well play for big innings. And last year, it definitely paid off for us. And you know, when I look at our team so far this week, I'm envisioning the same kind of team we had last year. You know, minus one of the best players, if not the best hitter I've ever seen, in Sydney Weldon. And congratulations, all the success she's had this year. My goodness, she's had a 2-year span of softball that's hard to beat. So, but you know, we're trying to replace her. I mean, you don't replace somebody like her. You just try to fill in the dots and all that. And I think we've got a good group of girls that are they're gonna you know, our goal right away is, you know, we're gonna try to win that South Central Conference, and I think we've got a team that contend for it, and you know, it's still early, but and, you know, that's gonna be our ultimate goal.
Well, you know, man, the conference has been really tough. I mean, really, really tough, and that's a common theme. Gee, man, it's Christmas. I think I've been saying that since I probably came out of my mom's womb as a kid, because the South Central Conference really is tough for baseball and softball. But I think that that's the joy behind it. You know every single night out you're going to get a great contest, and you got to be prepared, and that makes your job a little harder. But
well, that's exactly right. You know, last year we have two teams in our conference with Clark, who won the Class 3A state championship last year. Another team in our conference, Eddyville, finished second in the state tournament last year. So, and we finished right behind them, and they both lost some very, very important girls on their team. So, you know, and we lost two very good seniors, but we're combating that with four very, very good seniors returning this year. So, you know, they're excited about it. I am too, and it's just a matter of if we can put it all together here and before the season starts. You know, I was telling Coach Long yesterday that you know, we're going to have about two practices
with
our entire team there, and that's a good thing for our other sports. You know, and it's a good thing for our sport, but it's kind of nice to be able to see those girls that you coach. But, you know, congratulations on all their success, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal that they're having right now.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the battery, you know, because that, you know, you guys are able to hit with the bats, but the battery will set the tempo for if they don't score, you can't lose, and you're going to score some runs. So if you can hold the other team down with some dominating pitching, good things are going to happen for Lady D softball.
Well, that's right. You know, and like it start, it like I said earlier, it starts with our seniors. We have Lexi Van Polen, Emma Deneen, Tegan Bossard, and Mackenzie Griffin, and they're all five of those girls are 5-year letter winners. I mean, and you've got, and that's something to build off of right away. You've got five girls that's been in the program, or yet five girls who's been in the program for 5 years. You know, you're pretty excited about things, and we've got some quality young girls that have a little bit of experience. So, you know, I'm counting on those seniors to step up and lead us through this season, and you know, hopefully we can do some special things for them as they in their softball careers.
Coach, you look at this this upcoming season. You know, you're gonna have to fill some holes, but you got a lot of young players that now have a matured. And I got a young lady standing behind us here. Mary Shepherd was a young player, and I think Hannah Isley, you know, just a freshman and eighth grader, and didn't look like one. I can tell you that.
Well, you know, that's,
they're matured now.
That's exactly right, and they're. You know, a year older, they're going to have to be a little bit more mature this year. But both Mary and Hannah both coming off of great seasons last year. Mary's going to be in a little transition role this year. She's going to be playing third base for us this year. She played some shortstop last year, and we talked a lot with her, and we just think that third base is going to be a better position for her, and I think she's going to have a little bit more success at third base. And we're gonna move Hannah Isley around. Last year, she was our starting first baseman. She's going to play a little shortstop for us. She'll play some first base. So, you know, you take those four seniors, and then you have these two younger girls. You know, that's six girls returning with a lot of experience and a lot of game experience. Which, you know, when it's all said and done, that's the most important thing you can have.
Coach, you know, I've looked at your program, you know, really, gosh, I've known you since a kid, so I've always been proud of you and seeing how you've, you know, really made a program. And, you know, you've had a really solid coaching staff. Have you got the same core of coaches again this year? Because that's been so crucial for you guys' success. I know as a coach it's kind of nice to know you got people that know who you are and know how you want things done.
And that's right. We have the same exact coaching staff as we had last year with Coach Hill and Coach Dorpinghaus at the high school level, and Jessica Brady, Leah Kipfer, two quality coaches who have both played at the college level, coaching our junior high team. So when you have those quality of coaches, you know, it spills over to your kids, and you know, we all teach things the same way, and it's easy for those younger girls when they get up to my level that you know, that they've been taught the things that I want. Things that I want done, and you know, that's what makes a good program. You got good coaches, you got good people surrounding you, and you And, you know, it's makes my job a lot easier.
Well, consistency has been the game of the game, Coach, and that's because you guys have been doing things the right way the entire time. And congratulations. But I am looking forward to Lady D softball, buddy, and getting out there. And then I really appreciate the fact you always come up before the game, we get a grab of an interview, and you're always willing to come over and visit with us afterwards. And I'm looking forward to those moments.
Well, thank you, Jason. And we, like I said, we start a week from Monday.
We
get 2 weeks of practice in, and then we start. So we have games Monday and Tuesday, and then Friday of that that week of the 25th. We play on Memorial Day. At Moravia. Then we host a Murray team who was 24-3 last year on Tuesday, and then the Friday we start with our conference doubleheader with Eddyville at home. So you know, right away that week we're going to get a good some good teams, and we're going to find out right away what we're made of.
Lace them up. Here we go. So. Head coach Mitch Chance, head coach of the Abbey Lady D's, and let's go get them, Coach.
Right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We're going to be right back. Coach Long is in the house, and he's brought a couple of I think they just come off the track. I think these two are looking forward to getting back to the Blue Oval. We're going to be right back here, back to the Coach's Corner. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
You are finally your own boss of a successful contracting business. As a contractor, you may not want to hear the word liability, but it does come with the territory. Contact your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, MDL Insurance Agent David Lang in Corydon, about valuable insurance protection that specifically fits your class of business. Make certain that you have the proper protection with coverages and endorsements best suited for your business. Ask about a business auto policy, too. Call MDL Insurance Agent David Lang, your Pekin Insurance Agency in Corydon, at 641-872-1616. Contractors insurance that goes beyond the expected.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and we'll pay off your contract up to $350 per line. Plus, for a limited time only, trade in for the Samsung Galaxy S6 and get $50 on top of your old smartphone's value. Requires retail installment contract, shared connect plan, $25 activation fee, and device protection plus. $50 U.S. Cellular promotional card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Valid for purchase in-store or online. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Mother's Day is now over, and so those flowers your three-year-old picked for mom, you know, the yellow ones from the front yard, can now be taken out. Call Hovind's Lawn Care at 660-2893 and get a weed application for your lawn. Call Claire and Marla Hovind at 660-2893 and have the weeds eliminated. Your lawn is calling for Hovind's Lawn Care. Hovind's, greening up area lawns since 1984. 660-2893.
Why do customers keep coming back to Pete Harkness Auto Group? Just ask Julie and Steve Baker of Sheraton.
I've already told my kids, if they're looking for a new car, to go see Steve at Pete Harkness. I mean, he's just a great guy. And you know how sometimes it's hard to buy a car when you get a car salesman? Kind of get that taken out of it, that whole equation of the car salesman. We were going to purchase or lease. We weren't sure. We don't put a lot of miles on a car, so we were kind of looking at doing a lease just because we knew we could stay under the mileage and it would be a lower payment. And there's several options of cars that we were kind of looking at in that SUV crossover bunch. Knows leases inside and out. So he was able to find us different leases, and the Enclave was the best. And we were going back and forth on different options to kind of keep our payment lower. And he was able to find different things. Like, we wanted to go with a cheaper wheel, and when he actually looked at a nicer, more expensive, shiny wheel, made the payment lower. You don't get that everywhere you go.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Historic week on the old oval here at Albia High School. We're going to talk with Coach Todd Ratliff here in a few minutes. Well, we got the head coach of the Albia girls track team, Coach Justin Long. And, Coach, you know, buddy, I was getting reports and you know, I had had calculated wrong, and I had half of the number of entries going to state. And then you come in this morning and you tell me that you got six. That is some good stuff, Coach.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, I've been doing this quite a while, and that's double the most that we've ever qualified. We had three qualifiers a couple different years, and this year we were able to push six through.
Well, break it down for our listening audience on, you know, truly a record-breaking performance for the Albia track program.
Yeah. On Thursday night, we ran our district qualifier at Eddyville, and the top two finishers are automatic qualifiers. And so we ran over there and came out with four automatic qualifiers, meaning that they placed one or two. Mary Shepherd won the high jump and the 100-meter dash to be an automatic qualifier. And Jordan Winkie finished second in one of the closer races I've ever seen in the 800 to be an automatic qualifier. And then our 4x1 also finished second and qualified. And then we played the waiting game, and one of the districts postponed on Thursday, so they ran yesterday, so we had to wait. We found out late last night or early this morning, depending on when you were looking online, that Hannah Isley also qualified in the high jump, and our distance medley relay also made it.
Coach, you know, I think about this this team. You know, God gave these girls some real talent, and that was obvious, but the development – and the progression throughout the season of this girls' track team, the entire track team, and you can look at these girls particularly, but as a whole, the progression you guys have made over this season has been it's been spectacular.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We knew we were going to be pretty good at some things, but with the way that these girls work, they made tons and tons of growth. They work as hard as any group that I've ever been around. They put in not only our regular practice times, but they're working outside of those regular practice times as well. And, you know, they push each other and motivate each other, and they like being around each other. And all of those things led to success.
Well, I look over here and I see, you know, Coach, one of the things that does stand out is that you're going to have a lot of returnees.
Yeah. As I was looking at the qualifying list, We're one of the youngest groups up there. All of our state qualifiers are composed of freshmen and sophomores. And so the future definitely looks bright.
Coach, you brought some young ladies in here this morning, and they just look fast. You know, I look over there, and I've got old eyes, so I got to really focus because they just look fast.
They certainly are. And, you know, it definitely shows up on the track. And some of the things they've accomplished this year are awesome, and, you know, the best is definitely yet to come.
All right, why don't you break down who you brought in this morning and tell us a little bit about each of them and the events that they qualified for.
Okay, we've got Jordan Winkie, who qualified for the second year in a row in the 800. Last year as a freshman, she finished fifth, and she's qualified as the fifth fastest right now, and she's also the anchor on our distance medley relay. You've got Erin Heaton, who's a freshman. She leads off our distance medley relay, and she is also the second runner on our 4x1. You've got Annabelle Stillwell, who's a sophomore, and she is the third runner on our 4x1. Hannah Isley is the freshman high jumper. She runs the 400 leg of our distance medley, and she leads off our 4x1. And then Mary Shepherd, who qualified last year in the high jump, and this year she's returning in the high jump and the 100-meter dash, and she's our anchor of our 4x1.
Well, let's go meet some of the girls here. Jordan Winky. Jordan, second place finish in the 800. You're going to return to state again. And, tell us a little bit about the feeling getting out there. You know, you've been there in that big moment several times this year where you've had to race in big moments. But you knew that a trip to state was on the line. Tell us about those moments.
Well, the district meet was one of the closest races I've ever been in. 0.03 of a second separated first and third place in that race. So, I mean, I led for most of it, but at the end, the girls caught me. And competition like that, it always brings out the best runner that you have in you. So it's fun to race in races like that.
Well, you're making a trip back to state, and you're taking a bunch of your friends with you. That's going to be a whole bunch of fun.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. It'll be so much more fun than last year, and I can't wait for the hotel and just to hang out with everybody, and it'll be a blast.
Well, you got one of your teammates next to you, Aaron Heaton. And Aaron, tell us about the progression of this year, because I talking to Coach early on in the year, you know, he could see that you guys had the talent and starting to develop it, but you really put together here at the end of the season.
I just feel like we've worked so hard in practice, and we've came such a long way since the beginning of the year, and it's paid off in the end.
Are you excited about going to state and running on the blue oval?
Yes. I feel like the adrenaline will be, like, really high, so we'll run, like, even faster than we already do.
Well, congratulations, and Annabelle Stillwell. And Annabelle, part of this team, you know, I think about, I was talking to Jordan about it, but being a part of a group that record-breaking, you know, you guys are a part of a record-breaking group and history here at Albion, and part of what I think is going to be a trend of an upward trend in Albion track. You're a part of that.
Yeah. For our 4x1, I didn't think that we would do so good in it. Like, we just kind of tried it out, and I didn't think we would get so far, and I think we can go pretty far in state. So I'm excited to see how it turns out.
When you're out there in the 4x1, it's just go time. Just run.
Every time I see Aaron, I know we're pretty high up there, so I'm always like, we got to keep it, and we usually do, so.
Well, congratulations, and she's been waiting to talk all morning. Hannah Isley's been over here. I want to talk. It's my turn. She's pushing girls down to get to the mic, and now you got it. Now just run with it. Congratulations. And how awesome is it to – I'm looking at the two qualifiers for the state high jump, Hannah Isley and Mary Shepherd here. And how awesome is it to know that maybe your toughest competition on the track you your best buddies with?
We knew coming into, like, the season that we obviously jumped, like, a pretty close height, but we talked about it, and we just had to know that we couldn't, like, be against each other, obviously, and, yeah, and we just become so close in high jump, and it's awesome.
Well, you know, young lady, I'm giving her a hard time here because she was a little bit afraid of that microphone because it does reach out and grab people. But you're a fierce competitor. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're out. When I want to watch you out there competing, you're a fierce competitor. I can't imagine anything scaring you.
I don't know. I hate talking to, like, people.
You just like to do. Well, I give her credit, Coach. She's a pretty smart athlete. She comes in here wearing black and gold, and that's always a plus. So congratulations. And you know, you two both going to state, you have a chance to really compete and break some more records here at Albion. Mary Shepherd, she grabs the mic. And Mary, grabbing the relay. You know, the relay teams, you guys, you know, it's not just about running. You got to have the timing and the technique down. And so see, people, when they are not studious of the track, you know, they see the relay, and it looks like somebody just dropping a baton in another person's hand. But it's all about timing and steps, and that is the repetition that has to be done over and over and over and over again. And it requires a great deal of work.
Yeah, for sure. Like at districts, like me and Annabelle's handoff wasn't like the best as like we normally would, and I think that that was a big impact on getting second place. I mean, just like those little things really make a difference. So, yeah.
Well, you've ran the Blue Oval before. Now going up there this time, kind of take it's a little less maybe a little less stress. You've been there, you know?
For sure.
Well, as a whole, it has to feel pretty good to be a part of something so special as this moment. You know, Albia Track's been around a long time, even longer than Coach Long. And I know that's a long time, girls, but, it's been around a long time, and the things you guys have done this year on the Blue Oval or on the Oval has really been record-breaking, and I think you've set the trend for an uptick in Albia Track.
Yeah, I mean, just like getting to look at how many possibilities we had to have state qualifiers, it was unreal compared to last year. I mean, even the years before that, like just being able to think about how many events could go in this year was just incredible. And plus, like coming out like this year, I mean, not just only me, but I couldn't run last year. So like it was really hard to get back in and get trained again. And I mean, working with these freshmen coming up, it was really a big difference too, because we've never worked with them, and it really worked out pretty well for a lot of relays.
Peaking at the right time. You guys put it all together at the right time. Hannah, tell us a little bit about your routine. What do you do before you go and do the high jump? Is there a routine that you have to do to get yourself ready for that event?
No, just jog a lap and get my legs warmed up and start jumping, and then I'm ready.
And now I see you brought your softball bag with you, so you're ready to go from here and high jump out of here into the softball diamond.
Yep.
Well, young lady, congratulations on a young career that's full of accolades, and congratulations to you. Annabelle, what are you most looking forward to state?
Well, since I didn't get to last year, that's what my goal was, to be able to run with my team on there, so I'm just really excited.
Aaron, being the young one here, you are the pup of the group. Have you thought about this? You know, you're sitting here your freshman year, you're going to get a chance to run track at state.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and the fact that I made it in two events and not just one is, like, super exciting, and I have three more years left.
Well, young lady, congratulations, and Miss Winky, girl, you know, there's some things you and the rest of these girls have in common. You guys are competitors, and I look at you, I mean, you are a competitor, girl. You like to go out and get it, and you don't shy away from anybody, and I think you're probably relishing these opportunities ahead of you here at state.
Oh, yeah. It's the 800, especially in the distance med. They're going to be great races. I know that the top 9 girls in the 800 seed times are all within a second of each other. So that's going to be a pretty crazy race. And distance med, you always have the girls who come out of nowhere, and hopefully that'll be us this year. So,
well, I think the great contest is going to be on rock, paper, scissors. Who's going to get to sleep with who in that bed? You know, you're going to have one. I'm sure Coach Long is as tight as he is with the program's money. I'm sure he's got one hotel room with a single bed in there, maybe a pullout.
We splurged a little bit. We got two beds per room. I think they'll have enough room. I didn't want to have any of those battles.
Well, Coach, have fun and congratulations. You can see why these girls are doing so well. It's because they're really having fun at it. They have a lot of smiles on their face. That's a good sign, Coach.
Yeah, it's been a great season, and you know the best is yet to come. The pressure meet was on Thursday, and now it's time to go have fun and reap the rewards.
I just say, just run. That's all it is, just run. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. We're going to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff. He's going to break some more history for us when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, So we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn Water Park, Kansas City.
Ride the world's tallest water slide beginning May 22nd. Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance. Or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, bittersweet Saturday here in the Heartland as we graduate we should graduate all of our seniors. That should be the hope. But a congratulations to all the seniors throughout Southern Iowa here that we cover. Congratulations. What a great accomplishment it is to graduate at your respective high school here in Albia. Graduation ceremonies tonight and lots of graduation parties. Get out and tell these young people how proud of them. They are our future, and what a bright future we have. You just heard those young ladies here from Albia track team, and they're all excited. And why wouldn't they be to qualify for state, folks, six state qualifiers. That is a school first, and congratulations to the Albia track team, girls' track team, the boys' track team. We're going to try to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff here before we get off the air, but he is chasing his sons on the soccer field. So he had big responsibility today to be a dad, and we, of course, he was excited about breaking the news of the track events on the boys' side, and I'll do that. I was going to give him the honor, but 12 different qualifying events for state, that is a first. And Luke and Ryan Sarver, if I have it right, have qualified the maximum number of times each for state events as seniors. They will have both tied together, setting a school record of the most events at the state track meet as individuals, and they will tie as seniors, and congratulations to them. Congratulations to all the seniors. Want to give a shout out Jordan Pope, our very own Jordan Pope, graduating tonight, and of course he is having a graduation party that is Jordan, I'm doing this to you out of love. Everyone is invited. 12 to 4 this today is the party. And they're going to have a – that party is going to be held. Where is that party going to be held at? At, 840 Highway 5 North. 840 Highway 5 North is where the party is going to be held at. Jordan Pope's graduation party. Jordan is one of our producers on the air, and we're congratulating him. I also want to congratulate Macy Millage. Joe Millage's daughter is graduating from Oskaloosa. Congratulations, Macy, an outstanding young lady, and boy, what a bright future she has ahead of her. She definitely takes after her mama and not her papa, but congratulations to Macy and congratulations to Jordan and all of the area graduates. And I think we'll take a quick timeout. We're going to try to catch Coach Todd Ratliff before we go off the air, and then we'll come back here and wrap things up from the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hi, I'm Kay Spieler with Mossy Oak Properties. When you're looking for the perfect home, I have the dedication and commitment to help you find your perfect ever after home. Give me a call today at 641-932-1234 and let's get started.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back here to the Coach's Corner. We do have breaking news on the coming over the news line right now. There are evidently fire trucks on the scene at 307 North 8th Street in Oskaloosa. Some breaking news here. Scotty, can you get confirmation of this?
I do have confirmation, and you know what started it was apparently a birthday cake with a lot of candles on it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I think we have Joe Millage on location at 307 North 8th Street in Oskaloosa, buddy. The fire trucks that are on location.
I'm on my way, guys. Where is this again? 30 what?
307 Wait. North 8th Street.
Oh, my gosh,
Street.
That's my house.
What's going on with all these candles, buddy? How many? I mean, it had to take a birthday cake with lots of candles. Happy birthday, old man.
Hey, thanks coming from an old man. I appreciate that. Yeah, we are going to be celebrating. We're getting the twofer here today. We're getting the birthday party and graduation party for my daughter, Macy, today.
Scotty, see how, you know, I always thought Joe was a really good dad, but what kind of a dad has a birthday party on his daughter's graduation?
I'm sure he's
that is unbelievable.
I'm sure
that
he's, I'm sure he's doing a lot of
selfish. I've been sharing my birthday with about 24 million other Americans for quite some time, so that's fine.
Well, tell us about the party today. Congratulations. Forget about your birthday. Yeah, you just got old. But a real congratulations to Macy on her graduation. And I know you guys are having a party tonight at 307 North 8th Street. Lots of free food. Everyone, please bring your Tupperware dishes with you.
Yeah, you'll be able to take some food home, I think. We're having a party this evening at 6:30 at our place, and I didn't want to have to worry about the food, so we've ordered a couple of food trucks in from various places, and when they drive away tonight after the party, I don't have any other food to worry about.
Well, hey, buddy, to Macy, congratulations to her. You know what, she watching her over the years, and particularly at the Easter egg hunt, she's... She's really become, I think she's got the talent to go right into this old business. Maybe just take my job, which would, I think you could fill with about anybody. But really outstanding, smart kid, and lots of charisma and talent.
Well, you actually inspired her, and what she's going to be doing at the University of Iowa is going into a major called speech pathology. So she probably could, you know, listening to you over the years, she sort of honed in and decided what she wanted to do, and speech pathology was
she wanted to help
literally what she's going to be doing. That's not even a joke.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's too good, you know. From a guy that butchers the English language.
I'm surprised, but this would be my most improved player. The kid that really stands out as having a big year, a really come out year.
Well, I've always hoped to be an inspiration to someone. So congratulations and thanks, Macy.
Hey, thanks for checking in. I got work to do.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to torment you, because I knew that your wife's honey-do list had to be really, really long. Are you taking a nap in a hammock? Because it sounds like I can hear the birds in the background.
We got too many birds. But, yeah, we're not taking any naps here.
Well, buddy, congratulations. Happy birthday to you. Congratulations to Macy. And the real reason we called was not for your birthday, although I am not surprised the fire trucks are on location with the number of candles it takes to put your birthday cake together. So go have fun. And,
hey, that's not really a funny thing to be talking about up here in Oski this week after our fire up here. But anyway.
Well, didn't they catch the culprit?
They got him. He was caught red-handed.
You're burning it up, buddy. You're burning it up. All right. Go get back to your party and have a happy birthday. And congratulations, Macy. We're proud of you and a big night for you. Take care. Joe Millage on location. And Scotty, as goofy as Joe is and, as talentless as Joe is, he certainly did get lucky. He married right, and he's got a very smart daughter who's going to graduate tonight.
And as good of a planner and as the stuff he does around here, I'm sure that's going to be one heck of a party up there.
It will be a great party, and congratulations, Macy. Congratulations to all of our seniors. Jordan Pope, congratulations to you. Jordan, producer for us, and Scotty, he's a troublemaker, and I'm sure his party's going to be fun. On a party beginning at noon to 4, 840 North, Highway 5 North. Congratulations, Jordan. Congratulations, Mason. Congratulations to all of our graduates, including Mackenzie Billings. Going to give one shout out to her. Congratulations to y'all. We'll have a report from the state track meet next Saturday morning, and we'll try to get Coach Todd Ratliff on. Congratulations to the boys and girls track team. 12 qualifying events for the boys, 6 for the girls, and they'll be running next week at the state track meet. Thanks to Coach Gary Graver for stopping by, and the soccer team on their final leg of an outstanding season. And Coach Mitch Chance out at the Soppeldimer right now, having practice, getting ready for their upcoming season. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great graduation Saturday. We'll be right back.
Country weather. For your Saturday, we'll see isolated showers and storms, partly sunny skies, a high temperature near 79. Scattered showers and storms on the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, low temperature near